Jacob, thank you very much for doing this. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, thank you. You blocked almost everything else from Vancouver. We appreciate you not blocking a request.
No, of course not.
I imagine you slept pretty well last night in your old city.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously different coming in and, you know, staying at a hotel here and, you know, landing and taking the bus and going to the visitor's room was a little bit of a different feeling. But, you know, when the puck dropped and the game dropped, then, you know, then it's back to just stopping it.
Did it make it easier or harder not having fans in the arena in which you're so accustomed to playing?
I don't know, to be honest. It's you never know. Obviously, it would have been, you know, more special with fans in the arena and, you know, how well they treated me the last 6-7 years. So it would have for sure been more special with that. But, you know, that's not the world we live in right now. So, you know, you just got to go with it.
You're right about that. I imagine it would be a different trip back to Vancouver if it were, and you'd have the opportunity to probably see some people and do some things that you enjoyed doing over your time here, and you won't be able to. Given how long you were in Vancouver, Jacob, and how well you know the players, even though you've seen each other 3 times, is it still weird to play against them?
I mean, a little, but, you know, it's more between whistles and, you know, before the game and after the game. And then during the game, it's just, you know, just try to be so focused and, you know, not worry about, you know, anything else, but, you know, try to do my job as good as possible, which is, you know, stopping the puck or at least try to. So, you know, as soon as the puck drop and the game's on, then, you know, the kind of the focus and everything else goes away for me.
Well, I'm not a goalie expert, but you're doing it pretty much as well as possible. And you mentioned it's more difficult between the whistles. Were you and Brock Besser talking Netflix last night? What was going on there?
No, I don't know. I just told him good goal, but I can't really remember what he said. And, you know, if he would have liked everyone to hear, he probably would have said it in the media. But,
you know, that's all right.
He's, you know, I'm you know, obviously – You want to win as many games as possible against them, but, you know, it's good to see, you know, a guy like that is doing good, scoring goals. So hopefully keep doing that, but not against us.
Jacob Markstrom, Flames goaltender, no longer with the Canucks, but playing them the next 3 games. He joins us this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. Jacob, you've been great since getting to Calgary. It's not easy to change teams. Why has the transition to a new team, a new coach, a new system been so seamless for you?
I think the guys on the team here, the group they have here, and how easy. I mean, that was, you know, what I was most worried about, just coming into a new group, and, you know, I was so comfortable and felt it was so easy in, you know, in Vancouver, being here for so long, and then going to Calgary. You know, you're kind of worried how it's going to be, and, you know, the guys, and, you know, find your spot in the team. But having, you know, as soon as I got here, and obviously having some Swedish guy here made it a lot easier. And then having Chris and Lebo and, you know, Louis Domingue came late last year to Vancouver. So it's it made it so much easier. And, you know, the guys and the trainers and the medical staff and the coaching staff and, you know, everyone, you know, opened me up with, welcomed me with open arms and made the whole transition really easy. So, you know, that I think that's a huge factor. It's a great group here, and, you know, everybody's really tight and close. But, you know, as soon as the new player comes in, it's, you know, he's in the group right away, and they make sure you feel like home.
Well, because you play a unique position, there's more coaches involved as well. There's goaltending coaches. We talked a lot during your time in Vancouver, as did you, about your relationship with Ian Clark and what you two were able to do together. You go into Calgary, you get a new guy in Jordan Siglett, but then there's also the change of Jason LaBarbera coming in as well. When you had conversations with both of them, Jacob, and you're trying to forge this new relationship moving forward, what did you ask of them? What did you want to know?
No, I mean, I think anytime you go to a new goalie coach, you know, they kind of have an idea of you, and, you know, I have an idea of, you know, my game that obviously Ian Clark has a huge impact on for me to, you know, really help me elevate my game. And, you know, I can't say enough about how good of a guy and goalie coach Clark he is. But you know, it's been good. It's a work in progress, and you got to start somewhere. And you know, right now, you know, me and Barf, we talk every day, and we go through stuff, and you know, kind of it's an everyday process. It's like, what do you like to do, and what I feel when I'm comfortable, and what do I need to work on, and we go through drills, what work, and what. You know, I have drills with me from the past, and he has drills with him from the past. But so far, you know, it's been great to try to build and start a new relationship with Barts. And you know, I'm excited to keep working with him in the future.
And of course, that's your focus, as you said earlier. Hey, your job is to stop the puck, and that's what you try to focus on first and foremost. But at the other end of the rink last night, and it's the second time this season, there's your old battery mate. There's Thatcher Demko. What's it like looking at him almost 200 feet away as he continues to try to cut his teeth in this league?
Yeah, I mean, I try not to look on the other side. I try to focus on, you know, the puck and not think about, you know, the key for me is not think about what's going on the other end or what's going on, you know, with the team you're playing against. But, you know, more trying to focus on the puck and what players on the ice and try to be aware of, you know, obviously their top couple lines there that has been really productive and trying to keep them from not scoring. But, you know, obviously it's I've been following, you know, Vancouver and watching some games. And, you know, like I said, every time they play any other team but the Flames, you know, you're kind of semi-rooting for them.
Well, you're an example of the change that's occurred on the roster. Even though there are a lot of the same components that helped you guys go to the game 7 of the second round against Vegas just a few months ago. When you are watching and you're not playing against them, are you surprised at all at how poorly things have gone for the Canucks to start the season?
I don't know. I'm not going to get into the, you know, how they play. And I'm, you know, for me, I'm watching friends, and I hope they do good. When I watch the Vancouver, I don't try to focus on anything else. Obviously I want them to be, you know, to play good and, you know, have personal success and, you know, team success. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm, you know, right now all my focus is in Calgary and, you know, try to work as hard as I can to help this team become as good as it can be. And, yeah, obviously it's you're hoping they're going to turn around, but, you know, you watch the game yesterday. I think they played a great game, and, you know, I think we got away with one. They started, you know, really hot and pushed us back to first period. And then, you know, the longer the game went on, we kind of got our feet under us. And, you know, we had two power play goals that, you know, they just expired. And, you know, I think that was the biggest difference for us.
Helps when the goalie makes 33 saves. Jacob Markstrom did that last night. He joins us this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. You guys are on a little bit of a roll now. Three consecutive wins as you try to form your identity. How far along do you think this team is in that process, Jacob, of forming what you're going to be this season?
I think it's a work in progress still. It's obviously, you know, when we're on top of the game, I think we're as good as any team in the league. We just gotta, you know, keep working on small details and keep working on things and guys to you know, form relationships and chemistry within the lines and also kind of get a little bit more of a consistent play on a little bit more consistent basis. And I think we can swing it with the best of them. So it's, you know, it's exciting, and I'm happy to be part of this, this journey we started here. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we can string a few together here and, you know, go on a roll. And because, you know, it's a short season. So, and the games, you play 3-4 games a week. So the games are running out. So it's important that, you know, you don't fall behind.
You played against the Flames plenty in your career, but it's different when you see these guys day in and day out. Who do you have a greater appreciation for now that you've been able to see him and work with him more closely over the last couple of months?
It's a ton of them. Obviously, like you said, being in the same division, I faced the Flames, you know, the previous years, faced them a lot. And, you know, you always knew about the, the big guys with Johnny Gaudreau and Monahan, and then Lindholm, who's a good old friend of mine. He's I'm impressed by his defensive plays and how much he helps in the D zone as well as scores points, scores goals, and pass the goal. So, but how effective guys like Gaudreau and Monahan is, they get one scoring chances and it's in the back of the net. So it's that's impressive to see. And then, a guy like Giordano, who played over 900 games and captain for the team, and he's how unselfish he is of blocking shots and sacrifices his body and playing tough and coming to practice every day and want to get better. That's impressive to see.
We watched you grow into a real leader here in Vancouver and a part of the leadership group as you grew into your career, Jacob. How comfortable are you with that aspect with a new team, of speaking your mind and making your opinion heard?
My main opinion is, if the goalie stops the puck, you win the hockey game. So that's kind of right now, that's kind of what I'm trying to focus on as much as possible. And there's, there's so many leaders on this team already. And, obviously I'm one of the older guys, and, that comes with a responsibility. And, obviously, the length of the contract too, that the team invested in me, it's considered a responsibility as well to, take care of the young guys and make sure that, if anyone need anything, it's, I'm always here, and, anyone can talk to anyone. And, if young guys want help, or if they have questions, or if they want to work on extra stuff, I'm always here to get better, and I'm always in.
You know how passionate the Vancouver hockey market is. And as we talked about earlier, you didn't get the chance to see that with fans in the building last night, but certainly on social media, we see it on our text message inbox. There's appreciation for the fan base for what you did here, what you meant, and there's some of them that really miss you despite the fact they're supporting their own team. Do you have a sense for that at all?
I don't know. I'm not really huge on social media, but obviously you hear comments, and you have friends that are from Vancouver that doesn't play hockey that I created relationships with over, during the time I was here, and, talking to them and hearing them, and, they're talking to their friends. So that's kind of what I hear. And, I appreciate, every single day. And it was a privilege to be a part of such an organization for such a long time. And, I'm always going to be appreciative of that. And, coming, getting traded to Vancouver, they said it was tough for goalies, and obviously when you're not playing as you want to, and you're not winning as many games as you want to, and it's they can be tough on you, but it's for me, that's because they care and because they're so passionate. And I'd rather have passionate fans that care than people that don't care. So it's Vancouver always gonna have a place that I call home for so long, as in my majority time of my grown-up life. So the fans and the people here always were great to me. So, I won't forget that.
Well, they're seeing you a lot more this season than they would in a normal year. And, in fact, it wasn't that long ago. I haven't seen it lately, but they were running your car commercial on TV last month. It was almost like they were trolling the fan base still.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to talk to those guys because I don't have a car from them anymore. So I don't know why they're running the commercial.
I'll call Volvo in Calgary. I can get you in one of those if you want. There's some fantastic luxury vehicles there, okay?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, hey, is there anywhere you need to eat? Are you getting takeout from anywhere in particular over the next few days?
No, we're just having all the meals at the hotel. And, we take a bus to the rink and you practice and then you go back to the hotel and have some more meals and then you go to bed.
Always appreciate the conversation. I think it's probably exactly the same for you as it is for the fans in Vancouver, Jacob. They want to see personal success for you, just not when you're playing against their team. Thanks for doing this and continued success.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one. Thanks for having me, Scott.